You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe, special episode, finally, with both hosts.
We are in the same room together talking at the same time. This is going to be fun.
We can't talk at the same time. That's super annoying. I'll talk, and then you talk, and then I'll talk, and then you'll talk. See how that happens?
Okay, at least we're sitting like a foot apart. It's better than three states apart.
This is true. We are talking about Clubhouse, and for the record, neither of us are experts yet, so we wanted to give you the perspective from two people who've been hearing about it for months, reluctant to get on. Probably as you are. I polled my audience today and said, okay, so do you want to learn a new app? And people overwhelmingly said, absolutely freaking not. Mm-hmm. But this is a different audience. These are people who are entrepreneurs. People have a message they want to share. So we're not going to talk about how to use the app, except to say it's super duper simple.
Mm-hmm. It's very simple and easy to use. But like my mom said, we're not experts. We're not going to pretend to be experts in this episode. We just want to give you like our early thoughts and our early perspective, what some people are doing well, who might really like this app, and why I think that some of our podcast listeners, maybe more than any other group, would like this app because you already like consuming audio content, and that's really what Clubhouse is built around.
So to start off, the Clubhouse app, what is it? It's only for iOS, meaning at the moment, because it's in beta. It's only available to people who have an iPhone. Download the app. You definitely want to do that because as with all things, you want to get your name, you want to reserve your name ASAP. And when you do download the app and join, you have to be invited, right? Like someone who's already in, quote unquote, the club has to invite you. But if they see that you're on there, like on the wait list, basically, to be invited, they can send you one of their invitations. And apparently you get one invitation that you can share when someone invites you and you're on, and then you can earn additional invitations.
Yeah, so it's kind of confusing, but it's just because they're in beta and also because, you know, they want to kind of make it like exclusive and fun. They want it to be an exciting thing when you get an invite to Clubhouse. So it's not just people like, hey, you should join, but it's actually a message. Like you get a text on your phone that so-and-so has invited you to join. And at this time, the time at least that we're recording this, the only way to join Clubhouse is if someone explicitly invites you. They tap on your name and they invite you to the app. Then once you join, like my mom said, you get to invite one person. But as you do more things, as you like host other, what they're called rooms in the Clubhouse, or as you just basically use the app more, engage and interact with more people and just spend more time on the app, they kind of reward you by giving you more invites so you can then invite more of your friends to join the app.
All right, so what is it? It's an audio only app. It's like as if Brock and I were doing this right now, and we could see that your profile was here, and we could invite you, quote, onto the stage to ask us questions or have a conversation. So it's basically live dialogue. It feels like you're listening to a live telephone conference, really. Mm-hmm. There's no video. There's zero messaging. There's no DMing each other. There's no way to respond to what people are saying. You can't ask a question by typing it. It's all audio, and nothing is recorded.
Yeah, so it's like live chat rooms where there is audio instead of text. There's no other way to message. There's no links. There's no sending people comments or anything like that. It's literally just chat rooms that people host on different topics. You can join. You can dip out at any time, kind of like a Zoom call if you've been on Zoom calls. And then other people can invite you to be a speaker. And like my mom said, there's no video. Mm-hmm. It's just audio.
And I don't want to go too much into like how to use the app, etc. But what we've done is invited some friends of ours who have been using the app longer than us, and they all have kind of differing opinions. And so you'll hear those too, because I think it is important to hear other people's perspective and opinions. I'm going to share mine. I think this is a phenomenal app for someone who is like, I hate video. I hate the photo situation. Maybe you feel like you can't compete with 20-year-olds. Maybe you just freeze up when you're on camera. Maybe you hate the way you look on camera, whatever. For those of you who love podcasting, it's, I think, perfect. I think it's also ideal because it is in its very earliest stage. Bro, I mean, so that's one of the disadvantages is that it's just starting out, mm-hmm. but that can also kind of be an advantage. How do you see the fact that, like, there aren't that many people on it yet? How do you see that as an advantage?
I think that's an advantage because you can kind of establish your credibility. You can establish or grow an expertise on the app. And you can even grow a decent-sized following and kind of be known as, like, you know, the bigger fish in that small pond. Mm-hmm. You can be the lone Instagram expert or whatever it may be in that niche on that app because there's just not a ton of people there right now. So that means there's even less people in your niche who are there.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a few people who you'll be hearing from who... Okay, so first of all, obviously lots of tech people and celebrities, et cetera, started off the app. So they're there, right? And they will start a room and then attendees show up. They're just a circle that shows up in the, quote, audience. And you can raise your hand and be invited, quote, onto the stage with the moderators. So I know quite a few people who are experts or coaches who have jumped on the app and because they've been invited to ask a question, were then made a moderator, and they get high visibility with like some really great people who've got podcasts, who've got, you know, stages that they wanted to speak on and have made connections that they otherwise would never have been able to make this connection, especially right now during the middle of a pandemic. So I think that's pretty dope.
I think some of the cons, some of the negatives of the app is, of course, first of all, that it's in beta. So it's in its early stages. There are some rough things. There are some, you know, it's not super pretty yet. It's very rudimentary and simple. There's also not a ton of users. So, you know, the likelihood of...
What's the biggest room you've seen?
The biggest room I've seen is maybe a couple hundred people. Mm-hmm. I think a great example is like yesterday you did a little room mm-hmm. on Instagram. You were just talking about Instagram and you even had some other Instagram experts in there. And I think there was maybe 50 people in the room, 50 mm-hmm. to 100. So that's a pretty small crowd compared to how many you would get on, say, Facebook Live or Instagram Live or right. listening to this podcast. So it is, that's, you know, like a benefit, like we were saying, is you can kind of network with these other experts and influencers. But on that same token, on the other side, is that there's just not a ton of people on the app. So I think myself, I've been on it for a couple of days now, and I have maybe 80 or 90 followers, not a ton. And another kind of drawback of the app right now is, like we were saying earlier, there's no text. So there's no real clickable links. There's no way to build one-on-one personal relationships, like via a direct message. And there's no way to really get people off the app.
I think we might hear some varying opinions on that. Like, I think Kenya would disagree. I mean, you're right. Within the app, there's no way to really do that. But we're hearing from a lot of folks that have been using it that, like, oh my gosh, it's blowing up my Instagram. It's like, I can't even believe how many great contacts I've made. So that's kind of interesting. And Brock and I, again, we're new to it and we're both totally video people. Like, aren't you completely a video person?
I love video. I'd much rather do video than audio. No offense, listeners of Build Your Tribe.
I mean, I love podcasting. And again, I know not enough to share, like, a really credible opinion other than to say, I think it's important, listeners, that you at least, because everyone's buzzing about it, and even though you're reluctant, as you might have been with TikTok, as you might have been with Instagram, get there early, get your name, poke your head around, but I don't think everyone needs to spend morning, noon, and night there. And I have quite a few friends who talk about being addicted. Like, you can get on this app and spend hours and hours mm-hmm. and hours. I've seen rooms as big as 2,000 listeners or viewers. But again, like you said, so for me to spend hours and hours and hours and reach 2,000 people doesn't feel like a win right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because, like, I would rather reach more people. And I love video. I like this kind of audio, but I also, I don't know what the difference is. To be honest, how do I feel about it? I'm going to reserve my opinion. How do you feel about it?
My opinion is it's not going to be as big as, say, a TikTok is. I don't think that Clubhouse is the TikTok of 2021. I don't see it going that viral. I don't see it becoming one of these new mainstay staple social medias like we think of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a great platform for a small group, a small community of people to really love and use all the time. And some people are really going to crush it and do really well, but it's not going to be massively dominant like some of these other social medias that we know and love.
I'm not bold enough to say that, but I'm bold enough to say I think you're probably right. It's kind of like Twitter, right? Like some of you never go on Twitter and you're like, I don't even get it. Isn't Twitter dead? And then there's someone right now who I said that and they're like, are you kidding? I live on frickin' Twitter. And some influencers kill it on Twitter and they hate Instagram. And some are going to love Clubhouse. You're going to be like, this is finally something that I'm in love with. Like Michael Stelzner, the founder of Social Media Examiner, Social Media Marketing World, he freaking loves it. Kenya, who you're going to hear from in just a few minutes, she freaking loves it. I've got a lot of friends who every time I just like pop in to see, you know, if there's a room I might be interested in, they're there and they freaking love it. So here are my assessments. I think in order for social media to be really sticky, and these things I'm sure will come, it needs to provide social proof, validation, and to create community. And at the moment, it doesn't have that, but it will. I'm sure it will because it's in beta. So like there's no way to give, like if you're talking, you have no idea if it's resonating with the audience. You don't know if you've gone on too long, if you're missing something that they wanted to know more about, unless you call someone to the stage. By the way, if you're going to call someone to the stage, you have to do so blindly. You don't know what they're going to ask or what they're going to say. And I've heard some real nightmares when it first launched that things got very, very ugly and toxic. I don't know. All the rooms that I've been popping into, they mainly seem, it's probably the people that I follow, like a lot of marketing and business. So check it out for yourself. Brock, any last words before we turn it over to our friends to hear their opinions?
I understand if you feel overwhelmed. Some people feel overwhelmed just with one social media. So I can understand that joining multiple social medias and then learning this new one called Clubhouse, it can be overwhelming. And I understand that. It's a place, like we said, we think that you should reserve your name, dabble around. Maybe you love it. Maybe you find out that this is your love and this is the social media app that's perfect for you and you're going to crush it on Clubhouse in 2021, but maybe you just at the bare minimum reserve your name. And that way, if it ever does blow up, and if it ever does because something becomes something that's super popular and everyone's talking about and it's a real way to grow your business, then at least you already have your name and at least you were one of those early settlers.
Also, if you have not been able to kill it on any social media platform in general, you're not a big fan of video and you've got some expertise, get on there. This could be your platform. All right, let's turn over to Kenya.
Hey, friends. I'm Kenya Kelly of KenyaKelly.com, and I am absolutely in love with Clubhouse. Now, I am on all other social media platforms, but I have decided to use Clubhouse as a way to connect with people that I previously could not have connected with. My first week on Clubhouse, we gained 1,000 followers. We made a couple $1,000s, even when I wasn't even trying to pitch. And what I realized that with this app is that you don't really know who's in a room. Oprah could be in the room under an alias. And my experience has been that there are people there ready and willing to learn from us, and it's absolutely free. So the way that I'm using it's every day I am creating a room, and it's just like I would do a Facebook Live. I do a room on a topic, whether it's branding, email marketing, or specifically TikTok, since that's so hot. I teach for about 30, 45 minutes like I would on a Facebook Live. And then I invite people to what we call the stage to be able to ask questions. And what happens is that you've got all these people who you don't really know who they are, how influential they are, inside of your room learning from you, telling people all about you. I have found my email list growing like crazy, my Instagram growing like crazy, and I recently jumped into a room because somebody brought me into the room, and when they brought me on stage, people just were raving about me, who I am, and all this stuff, and I'm listening to the room going, who are they talking about? But I realized that a lot of these people had been in rooms that I was teaching in, and I didn't know who they were, and I didn't know that they knew me. And that has given me so many new opportunities in a matter of 2 weeks that I have not received in 4 years. So if you're considering using Clubhouse, I would highly recommend that you do it. Come up with a strategy to do so, but definitely do it.
All right, next up is my friend Warren Carlisle. He's a guy, if you want to learn how to create a serious community and monetize from it on Facebook, this dude knows how to niche down and exactly how to do that with like the most obscure niches. In fact, he's the founder of an Instagram account and a Facebook group called Octonation, which has over a quarter of a million Octopus fan club lovers, members, and it's an amazing community. He doesn't believe in using the word followers. Love that. Super humble guy who, he's just really intuitive. He studies, like I do, he studies social media. Doesn't think that we want to spend hours and hours and hours there. Thinks that the best thing that we can do is to figure out how to use each platform, which ones make the most sense based on what it is you want to do. And he spent a full week just every single day for hours on Clubhouse to try to figure out, like, okay, is this the place where I need to be spending my time right now? Or is this a place where, you know, I've established myself and I just want to see what happens? Well, here's his opinion on Clubhouse.
So how do I think they can make Clubhouse stick? So I think they need to switch it up from their beta form. There's really no way to judge or rate the effectiveness of someone who's speaking. So you know how Facebook has reactions, Medium, you can clap for people's articles, Periscope had hearts. If you could signify or validate the speaker through a simple rating system, I feel like you'd have a lot more people involved in working towards something versus being in a very passive experience commentating about things on social media. I also think having the ability to discover top contributors through various industry categories would further that whole networking vibe that people love about Clubhouse. I also see lots of influencers and celebrities that are introducing their communities to one another in a way that feels super informal and authentic, but rooms feel dominated right now by specific creators that have existing large networks. I've heard some refer to Clubhouse as Clout House. So I believe if they add more validating engagement signals for everybody else, you'll see more stick to Clubhouse as a platform.
My name is Liz Germain. You can find me everywhere at Liz Does Video. And normally I help people grow and monetize their YouTube channels. But today I'm super excited to chat about the Clubhouse app and share some of the potentials that I'm seeing for this audio-only interface. We've all been kind of waiting for something to take over the Facebook and Instagram stronghold on the social media marketing landscape. And while TikTok did a really great job of that this year, being successful on TikTok requires that you have some expertise in video production and editing skills. And unfortunately, that's not everyone's strong suit. So what Clubhouse has done is it's leveled the playing field and it's removed all of the visual elements to our interactions on the platform. It's super cool. It's almost like being able to hop on the phone with your favorite experts and influencers to connect with people in your community, to network with people who have the same interests as you, right? So there's so much potential with this app. Some of the best pros that I've seen so far is it's amazing for networking and lead generation. So if you're a coach, a course creator, a consultant, a network marketer, an influencer, basically anyone who runs an online business, you got to get on the Clubhouse app. You'll see what I mean when you get on there. If you're an expert or an authority of any kind, because there's no visual element for the people on there to judge you by, we're only working based on your skills and your knowledge level. So it's really simple to be able to stand out if you're really good at what you do. And I think that's the beauty of the Clubhouse app. On the flip side of that, you can also get direct questions to some of your most pressing problems and challenges from experts in your industry. I've been able to hop in a couple rooms so far and connect with people. Daryl Eves, for example, he's one of the top YouTube marketers in the world. And today we were having a quick chat about YouTube growth strategies in the coming year. How cool is that? I probably would have never had access to Daryl Eves in my normal day-to-day life. And while I'm out walking my dogs, I'm chatting with one of the greatest YouTube legends of all time. So if you're looking to learn on the platform, that's another really great opportunity with it. And last but not least, it's just super fun. But you got to be careful with that because you can end up investing way too much of your time by accident. And before you know it, 4 or 5 hours out of your day are gone. So be really intentional with your time on this app. And the last thing that I'll say is, what's the difference between rooms and clubs? So a room is the place where everybody meets together to go and have these conversations around common topics. A club is a group of people who are interested in similar topics. So in order to start a club, you have to have already hosted 3 rooms as of right now. And if you are interested in doing that, which I think everybody should be doing, especially if you're an early adopter, you want to be putting your stake in the ground and really plotting out your little areas that you're going to hang out there. It's almost, like I said, clubs on Clubhouse are the equivalent to Facebook groups on Facebook. So if you're interested in eventually starting your own club and attracting more of the right types of people into your tribe, make sure you head over to clubhouseguide.com and read some of those resources. There's a link there. You can fill out a quick little form and start your own club and start building your brand, your business, and your community over on the Clubhouse app. I'm super excited to connect with you guys over there. Again, you can find me at Liz Does Video, and I look forward to getting to know you.
And lastly, my girl, Natalie Jill. You've heard her on the show many, many times. Natalie Jill Fit, kind of known originally for fitness, but this girl really understands business, understands social media. Natalie understands the opportunities that social media allows us to leverage, right? But just like myself and Brock, she hasn't only been on for, I think, a couple of days or less than a week. And, you know, I just think as you're hearing from all of these folks, it's a new app. We might have completely different opinions a year from now. Everyone might feel differently about the app and even be more excited about it once it comes out of beta and they make some pretty cool changes. But here's her take after spending about a week on the app.
Here is my initial take on it. So first, the positives. The positives that I see is it is timely. And right now, especially wrapping up 2020, people are really craving connection and interaction, and it is very interactive, which is a great thing. It also reminds me of talk radio because it's free right now, and anybody who's wanted to start a podcast or, you know, it's a great place to start. It's a great place to get your feet wet. It is very much like talk radio, and because it's free, there's no equipment. You can just use your phone. It's really easy to jump in. I also see a positive if you have a face for radio, as we call it, meaning you're not necessarily confident on camera, you don't love being in photos, and maybe you don't like to write. This is voice only, so really you don't have that looping in your head that you don't like the way you are in photos or videos. Another plus is you can really multitask while doing this. So meaning you could be walking your dog and do it, you could be working on the side, you can have it nearby, nobody can see what you're doing. So you could be talking while you're cleaning out your closet or going for a walk. Some of the negatives that I see, you can't reuse or record. So you're taking the time to teach, participate, whatever it is that you're doing in a group or a room, but you can't record it. So it's a one time and done, and then it's gone for good. Another negative is because it's live in real time to really build, it can be a time suck because you do need to spend a lot of time on there. The way that most are growing and hosting rooms that I can see right now takes a lot of time. They are doing them continually, doing them for long times throughout the day, inviting a lot of speakers in, so that really could take a lot of time. One of my initial thoughts was, and I have not done this yet, but an idea would be you have a consistent time slot that people can expect stuff from you. So for instance, let's say workouts are your thing or meditation is your thing. Maybe you have a time slot where every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m., people start to expect that you do a 5-minute meditation and you start growing a following based on that. That's my initial thoughts on Clubhouse. From a learning standpoint, I also think it is really great, especially if you just want to be on there to learn different topics. You can set up an account, look for topics that you want to participate in. You don't even have to talk. You could have it muted on your end and just be listening and learning to what the speakers are talking about. And you can do that while you're doing anything.
I guess the last thing I would say is to be very careful. I can tell already that quite a few friends of mine have lost the last couple of weeks of their lives getting to know this app. It's pretty addicting. Like you jump in a room and you need to stay there for a little while and just listen to figure out what's going on. And I've talked to so many entrepreneurs who have said, like, I've lost 5 hours in the snap of a finger just spending time on this app. That's a good thing, maybe? I don't know. Is it the place to get a ton of new leads? I haven't been in a room that has over 1,000 people yet. So that's something to consider. Certainly, it's going to continue to grow. It's kind of the thing that everybody's talking about now. And also, everyone that you've heard today on the podcast, you can find them on Instagram. I will put their handles below in our show notes. Please drop them a note and let them know that you heard them on Build Your Tribe.
Lots of hopeful beliefs about the potential of the app. And if nothing else, we really hope that you'll download it. And of course, follow both of us. I am Shalene Johnson.
And I, across all social medias, including Clubhouse, am Brock11 Johnson.
Oh, hey, by the way, we didn't tell people. You now are engaged. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, I am engaged to be married.
Where can they see your proposal?
On my Instagram, at Brock11 Johnson. There's also a couple little snippets on my TikTok as well.
Dude, you are milking this. Every single TikTok you've uploaded has been about the engagement.
I mean, let's be honest. I got engaged to help my engagement, so.
Well, you heard it from the horse's mouth. You guys, thanks for being here. We love you. It is our goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done.
And as always, happy networking.
I just want to mention to those of you who are on Instagram and trying to grow your Instagram, You probably know that Brock and I did a 5-day challenge. It was $27 and it was insane. We had like 5,000 people go through it and they were blown away. But what we've decided to do since then is, for the very same price, offer people a 30-day experience. It's called Insta Club Hub. And it's for those of you who have a small following or a large following, you've got tons of questions about Instagram. It is everything you could possibly ever need to know about Instagram. We go live twice a month. If you miss the live, it's recorded. This is an amazing membership site where once you become a member, once you join, you can log in and like any question you have, you just type it in and it will populate an answer for you that Brock or I have created very recently. And if the answer doesn't pop up, then your question will be emailed to us and we'll either record a voicemail or a video or a written reply explaining to you how to do whatever it is. Like maybe you can't figure out how to get music on your reels, or how do I get a swipe up if I don't have 10,000 followers, or how do I put a link in my IGTVs? Like every question you could have, like how do I promote my products if I'm in a network marketing organization and I don't want to turn people off? How do I get new followers? Everything you could ever possibly need to know about Instagram is covered for you. You get two top Instagram experts for less than $1 a day. Hey, I want you to check it out, okay? I know you'll love it. Go to instaclubhub.com. Again, it's instaclubhub.com. And I'd love to have you join us.